This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So one of the most difficult topics to talk about is history, especially, unfortunately, Islamic history. And just given what has happened, the most contested event during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam took place about 3 days ago. After the Hajj, the Prophet, peace be upon him, was on his way back to Medina. And as you know, it took about 10 days from people to get to move from Mecca to make it to Medina. And then on the fifth day, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stopped by this place called Ghadir Khum, a pond or an oasis named Khum. And like I said, this is the most contested event that ever took place. And this is actually one of the beginnings of the rift of the Shia-Sunni, drift that we have. And it basically revolves around two questions. What was said and what was meant? And that is just not that event, but that just, it seems to be, these are the two most difficult questions to discuss in history. What was said and what was meant? So it said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as they are on their caravan, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stops the caravan and he orders the place to be cleaned. Now, up to here, this is all agreed upon, Shias and Sunnis. And then the Prophet, peace be upon him, gave a speech, which is unlike him, and this is a traveling road, and why would the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam give a speech there? And he stood there, and amongst the things that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said is that he held the hands of Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib. He raised his hands and he said, "Man kuntu mawlah fa'aliyun mawlah." Whosoever mawla I am, Ali is also their mawla. And I'm not translating it because remember, he said what was said and what was meant. And according to the Shia school of thought, they say that this is the event where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam declared Sayyidina Ali to be the Khalifa. And of course, Sunnis would say, no, there was really no declaration there. What it was just about bringing more of the virtue of Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib. Now, trying to go back and find out what has happened is going to be a very, very difficult task. But as I've always, love this idea of the more we know, the more tolerant we become. And the more we become aware of the, as they say, من عرف الخلافة تسع صدره ومن كثر علمه قل إنكاره. The more we know, usually the calmer our reaction becomes. Our reaction is not very intense. And the more we become aware of the variants of the different opinions that are out there, our ability to accommodate each other actually increases. So this is not really about settling that, but it is just really about becoming aware. What actually took place, what was said, and what was meant. مَنْ كُنْتُ مَوْلَاهُ فَعَلِيٌّ مَوْلَاهُ. Up to this point, Sunni, Shias, all historians agreed up to this point. From here on, you've got a lot of additions, you've got a lot of omissions, and that is where the contested part of the whole event begins. So the thing is, what makes the studying of history difficult is, which sources do you go back to? What was said? How do you establish the facts? And then how do you interpret the facts that were said? So what does the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what did he mean when he said, "Man kuntu mawlah fa'aliyun mawlah"? If I am your ally, then Sayyidina Ali is your ally. Said, yeah, but that's, you don't need to stop the entire caravan just to make that statement. If I am your friend, then Sayyidina Ali is your friend. Yeah, but that's like, why would you stop the entire caravan, clean the place, and give a long speech and just to let people know, if I am your friend, then Sayyidina Ali is your friend? That does not make sense. Our brothers in the Shia community would would argue. No, that event was really about declaring Sayyidina Ali to be the Khalifa. So Sunnis would say, why not do this in Mecca while everybody else was present? Because the people who belong to Yemen have already left, the people who belong to other places have already left. Why would you wait all the way when you are only 150 kilometers away from Medina to make that declaration? And that is what I meant by saying, attempting to answer what was said and what was and what was meant. But here is the part that is agreed upon. The virtues of Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib. You know, of all the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no one person's virtues are as enumerated and as counted as Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib was. And again, you don't have to be a Shi'i to make that is just a fact. So if you have heard something taking place in the past few days, something that they refer to as Eid al-Ghadir. Ghadir, like I said, means the oasis or it means a pond. This was the incident that took place behind it. And the last point is, usually in history, there is the content of the history and then there is philosophy of history. Like, what is history? So usually there are two schools. One school views history to be a linear, meaning that this event took place here, then a few years another event, and then another event. So it's a line. And there is a school that views history as circular, meaning that human behavior has always been the same, but it is just a circle. Change the names and the places, but human behavior has always been the same, meaning that we humans just continuously repeat history. And it seems, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ajal wa a'lam, Allah knows best, it seems that the way that the Quran teaches history is that the Quranic philosophy regarding history is that history is circular. There is always a Fir'aun. There is always a Qarun. There are always the magician that will be helping the Pharaoh. There are always going to be the people who are going to be cheering up the Pharaoh. There is always going to be this struggle between falsehood and truth. There is always going to be a struggle between the oppressed and the oppressors. There is always going to be a struggle between the haves and the have-nots. It seems like the Quran presents history as a circular history, not necessarily as a linear history. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us in understanding, Ya Rabbil Alameen. هذا والله أعلم وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد.